Welcome back, everybody, to the Cave of Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast, coming to you from the mega city metropolis of Toronto. I am your host, Eric Anthony, and for episode 158, I had the pleasure of hanging out with my good pals, Martin Slam Duncan, Shane Heron. They came over to the new Cave of Solitude. We recorded our first episode in the new location. It was a lot of fun. It was just a summer catch-up episode, no frills, no agenda. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be a cold opening. Here we go. And if you're wondering what's up with the music, well, halfway through this episode, maybe a little bit before halfway through the episode, you'll find out why Shane Heron goes on a tangent about Dirty Dancing. Enjoy the show. Whenever you want.
Netflix intro. I think we should start with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We got Shane Heron here, Martin Slam Duncan in the house. We've pressed record, Martin. Just a cold intro.
Martin's just fucking with his phone.
Sorry. That's hey, guys.
And Daph J in the background.
Lady J.
Lady J in the background. Who?
Netflix and chill, Lady J.
For those listening, we're saying that about Lady J, my wife, because she did not know what the term meant, apparently. She thought it was literal. And the rest of the world is shocked.
She just wanted to chill, man.
Literally, yes. So, did you want to continue talking about Netflix and chill?
I thought Daph would join in, but she's just washing dishes.
She's embarrassed that she didn't know what it meant. And you guys are all looking at me like it's my fault.
Yeah, well, it's just...
It is a little your fault, though. It's true.
No, he said he explained it, but she didn't believe him.
She was like, okay. I'm trying to watch this show on Netflix. I've been waiting all day. I'm like, so you don't want
to
do...
You were trying to be too subtle about it.
I was trying to be subtle. And I'm like,
chilling over here while watching Netflix.
I'll watch it with you. Yeah. I'll try again later.
You guys have just watched a lot of...
We literally...
Shows.
Chill.
JBD.
What's JBD?
What? WWJBD. What would you do?
We shouldn't say this guy's name. Are we gonna talk about that? I like that.
Okay, let's talk about that.
We're not gonna say his name.
I think he already did.
It was...
I'll have to edit it.
No, you don't have to edit it, but like, you couldn't hear that. You're like, rawr, rawr.
Okay. Tangent. You guys, if you've listened to the show before, this episode, what was it? 157, 158?
158. This will be 158.
This will be 158. So you guys know us already. You know Martin Slam Duncan from the Fastball Special, Shane Heron Morris, usual co-host of the show.
Co-host.
So, and you all know Daph J. If you're listening to 158, you know Daph J, my partner in crime. So Daph J is on the train coming home, TTC in Toronto, and she sees a gentleman on the train reading Batman Hush. So Daph J is super Batman fan, and she can't help herself but go up to the guy and say, hey, it's a great book. I hope you enjoy it. And starts a little bit of a back and forth, not a banter, but, you know, dialogue with the guy.
Yeah.
By the end of the conversation, the guy hands Daph J his card with contact info.
Yeah.
Daph assumes it's a new playmate for me. Not realizing that he wants to be her playmate.
Yeah.
She's insistent that that's not the case. But Shane, weigh in on that.
For sure he thought she was into him.
Right?
Like I said, some like cute girl starts talking on the subway. You're like, yeah, here's my card.
It's his phone number.
Let's Netflix and chill.
Right?
Like she thinks that he didn't.
He wants to see a movie.
Right,
it's like, oh, cool! Someone we can talk about Batman with.
Was this? Would it change anything if she said, for you guys, if you were a single guy on the train reading a comic book and a girl approaches you, would it change anything that she was married? If you give her your card,
kind of, but I'd still take a shot,
right?
And still be like, yeah, call me.
But if the card is given, if the card is given,
I don't know how happily married she is.
Right?
Why is she talking to me if she's so happily married?
Thank you.
Because I'm a decent human being who has a personality.
I know, but we're just talking about what guys think. We're not saying he did anything wrong, you did
nothing
anything
wrong.
Wrong
with you.
We're just saying we know how guys think.
But JB doesn't know you.
And she said, well, it'll be another listener for the podcast. Since
one
we've done
listener
it,
at a time. One listener,
and you could get his take on Hush since we've done an episode on it already. I said, did you tell him about the podcast? I forgot. So I'm pretty sure the card wasn't for his interest in the podcast.
If he is listening, though, what's he up? Should really write in.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I want to hear his side.
Let's, well, we have his card right here. Let's read his phone number and email.
Actually, I wish Sue was here for this one because I'd like to hear her point of view on this one.
That's hilarious. So, gentlemen, what have you all been up to since the last time we hung out?
The last time we rapped. You know, back in the day, they used to call talking like rapping. Like, yo, let's rap about this.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a thing.
Are you making that up?
Before rap music was like a thing back in the day. No, it's a thing. They were like, like, let's talk, like, let's rap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you want to rap about today, Shane?
Let's talk about stuff. Martin saw Godzilla.
I saw Godzilla. I enjoyed it. How? Big monsters fighting each other. I don't know. It's what you want in a Godzilla movie. It wasn't a great dialogue or anything like that, but I don't really care about that. However, I gotta say the actual actors were pretty good. They were much better than they should have been.
Millie Bobby Brown of
They're
Stranger
actually really
Things.
Great actors, and they just delivered this garbage lines really well. But it delivered in terms of monsters fighting each other.
It actually
had a lot of throwbacks if you're into that stuff.
Was it cheesy dialogue like Aquaman? Like, was it on that level of, like...
But they're, like... What's that guy's name? Ken Watanabe?
Mm-hmm.
Watanabe? Like, he was, like... He was always, like... He's always in character. He was always, like, super serious with his dialogues and his speeches. Where it was so cheesy, it was amazing.
Right.
It was like, oh, this is exactly what I want. But, it was just kind of like that. It was a dumb story. But the good fights... And they went back to, like, old Easter eggs from, like, older movies and things
like
that.
Was Mothra in it?
Mothra was in it, yeah. I guess I'll spoil a little bit of it.
Spoilers!
Yeah, Mothra was in it. Rodan was in it. A lot of the big ones were in it.
What's the one that's, like, a dragon with three heads? Was that Rodan?
King Ghadra. Ghadra?
Did Godzilla beat that one?
He was the big villain of... story. He was actually trying to wake up all the other ones and destroy the earth. Mothra actually teamed up with Godzilla. It was pretty fun.
Huh.
But, a lot of cool stuff. Like they talked a little bit. There's these, I don't know if you guys ever watched them when you were kids or
yep.
Watched Godzilla. You watched Godzilla movies? So I don't know if you remember like the Mothra one. They had these twins that would be on top of a mountain singing to Mothra. So they actually talk a little bit about the twins and how they were related to one of the characters in the movie. So it was a little throw-ins there every now and then. And then they're apparently tying this into King Kong. So the next one's supposed to be Godzilla versus King Kong. So I'm running to see that. Should be good.
That's also a remake, right?
King Kong?
Yeah, Godzilla and King Kong. Isn't there already a movie like that?
Yeah, there was one.
You can't podcast from the kitchen. You gotta join.
I'm multitasking.
But they're not going to be able to hear you.
Yes, it was. There was an original King Kong versus Godzilla.
Who won?
They
both died at the same time?
I don't remember, actually.
Who do you like better?
Oof. I got to go with King Kong.
Because we're monkeys, too. We have to
support
the monkeys.
Yeah, I got to go with King Kong. Because King Kong is the movie that I think I saw first.
King Kong's got to be stronger. He's
a
gorilla.
Yeah.
Gorillas are like pound for pound one of the strongest things in the world.
I think if you look at the original King Kong, the size of him versus Godzilla, he would like if it was the same size, he would be way smaller than Godzilla would be.
Yeah.
If Godzilla would be like, because King Kong climbs up the Empire State Building.
Godzilla's like the size of
and
the Empire State
Building. He's the size of the Empire State Building. But obviously they're going to change the size of him.
It's not
when
to
they fight
scale.
Him. Well, I know, but that's inconsistent.
Do you remember the Simpsons? I think it's Homer draws like Superman the same size as Godzilla. And
yeah.
Like, they're not the same size. He's like, it's not to scale.
Yeah, come on.
You want to talk about the Raptors parade?
Sure.
Go Raptors.
Dodging bullets at the Raptors game?
Oh,
really?
Okay, so by this point, it's been almost a week since the Raptors have won. Yeah, it's been a week.
It's been a week. Last Thursday, right?
Yes, Thursday. A week exactly. Toronto's was in a frenzy. It was great. A lot of fun. Everyone's super happy. We had, I think it was a historic parade, I think number-wise. we broke records for it. To
you see all those pictures that kept comparing it to Donald Trump's inauguration?
Oh no!
Just like so many.
There was more people at Nathan Fillo Square
like,
than
so many people came out. They said there's like 3 million people went to the parade, like all from all over the GTA.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't know what the exact number was, but it sure felt like it. And I thought they would have been prepared, a little bit more prepared for the amount of people, since they were calling for everybody to come out to this thing. But the parade was 3 hours longer than it was supposed to be.
Yeah, so I got cut up.
Yeah. So they were supposed to get to the rally spot at 12:30, and then they ended up getting there at 3:30.
I thought it was going to mess up my drive home.
It messed up a lot of people's
drive. It messed up a lot.
I was downtown. I was like North York.
I work in Liberty Village, and I had to skirt around, and it still took me forever to get there.
Yeah.
If you have that many people coming in the city, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, it was nuts.
You take the day off work for the Raptors?
I did, because my younger brother, this is his first, you know, big sports moment that he's seen. He's a sports fan, so he's like, he took the day off of school. He finished all his work before his exams. He's like, I'm gonna go down. And I'm like, well, maybe this is something we can, you know, memory we can share together. So we got there. Even Daph came. She hates the crowds, won't do a Comic-Con, but she stuck it out for this one. Got there, got a good spot, waited all the extra hour. I was ready to go home. And then once the team came, shots went off around our area. We were maybe like 30 to 50 feet away, and just the stampede of people is extremely frightening. Because you know what? You think to yourself, with all the things on constantly, like once a month, there's something somewhere. So you're thinking, this is the perfect opportunity for someone to be
idiot. If someone is going to try something and want to make a statement, that's
the world's watching.
Populated place,
right?
Yeah.
The world's watching right now. So what goes through your head is like, okay, that was gunshots, but is there anything else coming? Is that the beginning of something else? That's what you're thinking. So you gotta like, do I need to make an escape route? Is it over?
Yeah.
And it's like that crescendo of like the wave when it comes up.
Sure.
And then you see the people all about to move, and then thousands all moving at once in different directions. It's extremely frightening. So it ruined the day for us, because people who are on the route really enjoyed it, because the bus was going so slow that they're really interacting with the players. But then when by the time they got there and
going
this happened,
because whoever planned the thing didn't plan it right, didn't barriers or anything.
So the thing did
barriers to your pace.
Apparently there were barriers, but people didn't like respect them. So for some, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I had other guys that I worked with who went by exhibition.
Who's coming to Montreal Comic Con?
Sorry.
I'm boring you guys.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
Not at all.
So the people who were at the Princess Gate, is that what it's called by exhibition?
Yeah.
They
yes.
said it was, you know, fantastic. The
they
kids had a great time.
Port on
yeah, that. And the players were all, like, excited by that point. So it was kind of a downer for people who were at the pep rally part.
Can you explain Plant Guy?
Plant Guy.
You know about Plant Guy?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I know about Plant Guy.
So the night...
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know. I just know.
You hear about it.
I've seen Plant, some guy with a plant.
So
Plant Guy is you, Martin.
Yeah?
Yeah, the first time you came to our house, you brought us a plant. A housewarming gift.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that seemed appropriate.
What it is. So he's giving Kawhi Leonard a plant because... This is
he wants
home.
Him to stay here. I want to try to convince Kawhi Leonard to stay.
So on the on the night of the when they won the championship.
So basically, he stole it from me.
Basically.
Yeah.
He was. They saw him the night of the celebration. Like, why are you walking around with a plant, dude? He's like, and he was obviously drunk. He's like,
It is me.
This is for Kawhi's new house. It's a housewarming gift. This is his new plant, Coactus, right? They called
Coactus,
it the Coactus. So the Coactus
right.
Now has become a thing. So now every while he was
actually
on the
got to him too.
Yeah, he actually like went to his bus during the parade and gave him the plant.
But I heard there was a bunch of fake
bunch
plant
of,
guys out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, a bunch of people were stealing his your shtick, Martin.
That's my shtick.
Yeah.
You came up
I
with that.
I feel about this, but it's okay.
It happens.
I have to pass the torch at some point.
It happens to the best of them, the best of artists. Their ideas get stolen, get thrown into cartoons.
They say, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yeah,
right.
You did it. You did it first.
How many times
Shane, does it happen to you where you are with like an artist and they're like, you know, that was my actual design, they're not giving me credit for it?
There's one artist in particular that I'm not going to say the name, but I know a guy who thinks that everything was stolen from him.
Does that happen often? No, seriously.
No, but you know, there's a lot of guys, you really young guys that come to you at conventions and they want to like talk to you about doing their own comic, or they have an idea, or they have maybe some preliminary art. Most don't. And they always are super afraid of telling you too much about it because they think you're going to steal their glory.
Oh, right.
They always,
I have
like
an idea.
I don't want to tell you this because, like, I, you know, it's a really great idea and I want to lose it. Like, I don't want someone to copy me. And you're just like, one, if you're going to be like a writer creator, you should have more than one idea, because you're going to have a million fucking ideas to be a writer. Everyone thinks you're going to have one and just people blow up and people are like, oh my God, that was the greatest thing ever. And it's usually not that good of an idea, anyways, but they're always so paranoid that they're going to take their idea.
It's true, though.
When I do it, I steal it. They tell me their idea. I go, don't worry. Just tell me the idea. I won't take your idea.
And you just renamed it Morris.
Yeah, that's all my ideas. All my ideas,
it
I steal them.
Morris.
I go, you sucker. I go, you fucking idiot. You just gave me the best idea in the world. I'm going to make a book out of it, loser.
That's awesome.
Oh, melons. Oh, that people literally. That just brought watermelon and blackberries in a very nice presentation.
That looks great.
Really?
You know how much I
love
blackberries?
This is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, we had them at work and I've been secretly yamming them. They're so good.
They're amazing.
Berries are generally pretty good.
I was wondering why you put the paper towels down. I was like, all right.
This is great.
I was wondering why you guys were so thankful for them.
Keep it clean, you know?
Oh, forks. That's what I decided to bring. In my mind.
Yeah, I didn't eat a blackberry without using a fork, obviously. I would never.
So Christopher Lambert is coming to Montreal Comic Con.
Is it just Lambert?
Sure.
Highlander?
I like to say Lambert.
Highlander?
There could be
Raiden in Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
Why did they cast him as Raiden in Mortal Kombat? Thank you.
It makes no sense, but it's kind of fantastic. It's kind of like
ancient Chinese god, Christopher Lambert.
Yeah. He's just like Raiden.
Welcome to the show, Dad.
What is this? White.
You're going to Joe Comic Con?
No, I'll be away.
You're not going this year?
I'm not going this year.
I was thinking about going just as a fan.
I'll be in Florida during this time.
Wanna
I
go?
Like Montreal Comic Con. It's good.
I don't think at this point I can take it off work.
When is it? Sorry, we're stuffing our faces now with
July
17th? 6th and 7th.
I think I'll probably have to work.
So we can, just 2 days? It's a 2-day show?
No, 5th, 6th, 7th. Friday.
If I can get off work, you want to go?
I'll consider it.
Montreal Comic Con is fun.
I hear it's good.
It's not good as a retailer.
No,
like
but
the sales have dipped since they moved.
As a
the
fan,
summer.
It's great because you get access to a lot of people because it's not that busy, to be honest.
Christopher Lambert, Michael Madsen, and
George
Rush St. Pierre.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who are the comic guests for it?
I don't know. Let me see.
George St. Pierre.
He did play Batroc in Captain America.
He did, right?
Soldier.
Yeah, they have him down as that here.
He probably got paid more for that than he did from any fight that he ever had.
Have you watched that movie? Winter Soldier?
A little bit.
I think that one you might
like.
That's
a great one. I fast forwarded the boring part.
That's one movie where I don't know if there was a boring part, to be honest.
There's a lot.
There's a lot? Which part
when
was
it's
that?
Not action, it's like, look, because it isn't.
Okay, what do they have internet personalities above comic books?
That's what do you think of that? The internet celebrity.
I don't care.
Brian Azzarello.
I know you don't care about celebrity, period.
Dale
Yersha. What? Go ahead,
Jim
Martin.
Shooter.
Brian Azzarello is the best. When you see him, now he looks like an old wizard.
Right?
Yeah. Kevin Eastman. Kevin Nolan.
Eastman.
Mike Grell.
You're just going to list off the Montreal Comic Con people now? Is that what we're doing?
You just asked me. Who was there?
Mm-hmm. All right. You're right. Good point.
Rags Morales.
This watermelon is so good.
Eric picked it. You know how you pick a watermelon?
No.
You knock on it.
The more hollow it sounds.
Andy Bellinger.
Andy B. Well, he lives in Montreal.
Yeah.
He's a wrestler now.
Yes. He's the Beast or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
In WWE? Or in which wrestling?
No, just independent stuff. Marco Rudy, Nick Bradshaw.
Pretty good lineup.
Who else? It's, Adam Gorham's going now. He just announced.
Ty Templeton, Yannick Paquette, Rob Lee Phil postponed.
Ah,
that's your guy.
I love Rob Lee.
I like him too. He's got a lot of trouble lately, eh?
Why?
He badmouthed DC?
Kind of, but not really. He was more making a point about how he made his own
art. No, I know. Well, they spin it, right?
Fuck that. Rob Liefeld is the best. Did you see he made Major...
I like him, too.
He made
like
Major X at Marvel, this new character.
Yes.
And it's huge. Everyone's loving
it.
Yes. He's like Cable's son or something. Everyone's loving it.
What did he say about DC? I heard that he said something like they're going to go out of business soon.
No. He said that he pitched like four different... titles they had, like kind of B titles, and wanted to work on them. It was turned down, and then he went to Marvel and did Major X, and he was just making a point that yes, they said no to him a lot, and then he decided to go and make his own opportunity. That's the point he was making.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and everyone spun it into he was saying at DC sucks.
Mm-hmm. I like him too. Like I've only met him a couple of times, but he was super happy. A lot of people bash him too, and he just takes it like whatever. He makes fun of himself.
Yeah.
Like,
I think he's having like a rebirth in a way where he's in vogue now. Because like the Deadpool success, the fact that he created the character, it's still very much his design, like not the personality maybe, but and he's excited about comics. Like he really loves the industry.
All those original Image guys are so rich from the original stuff.
Yes.
They don't have He just loves doing comics and being part of it. Like he's
yeah.
actually like a
he's
really
very active too socially as well.
I think he's a great dude. I love him. I like his art too. People show his art. I've always said like of the original Image guys. I like it too. I've never been a big McFarlane fan.
I would much
rather read a Liefeld book than a McFarlane book.
How come? I asked this to Chris Yao.
I don't know what it is exactly. I just never was really too into McFarlane's art.
I like
Liefeld's art. I know people make fun of it for the big shoulder pads, the pouches, the, like, not drawing feet. Because, like, when Rob Liefeld's art is not good, it's usually just because he's being lazy. But he's actually a really good artist. I think he's
great. But he does have a distinct style.
Yeah.
At least. You know, like, a lot of artists, they have that certain – they're boxed into that certain style, that marketable style.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got his own style. You can say that about it.
But yeah, he has a great sense of humor.
Yes.
He created a character called The Pouch.
The Pouch.
And he's just
amazing.
He's a man made of pouches. And then when he goes
That was on a comic cover,
too. People always make fun of him, like, not drawing feet, like, hiding them behind, like, dust.
Yeah, but he has fun with that, too.
Yeah, he'll post pictures of his family on vacation, and he'll hashtag no feet and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. When you can tease yourself, you know, you're in a good place. I think I've listened to him on different podcasts and stuff, and I know they just revile the guy. It's like he's the punchline for anything bad with comics, and it's like he's got a pretty good attitude about it. And
he really does.
And he was successful for a reason.
There would have been a lot of artists, I think, that would have just taken it really badly, like But he really rolled with it.
Yeah.
You know, like regardless if he was rich or not, I'm sure. It's got to be tough to have, like, everybody making you the punchline of their jokes, right? Especially about your art. Because I'm assuming there's a lot of artists that are very self-conscious about the art that they're putting out in the world. So,
extremely.
With a lot of people bashing it, I'm sure, you know, some people wouldn't have taken it that way. But he did, so I admire that.
I think, too, those guys were, at that, when it all happened, they were... probably at the most full of themselves at that time because they were higher selling. They were young. They were rock stars, I think.
They were selling millions of
They were millions, yeah. Selling, yeah. And it was based off of – it wasn't even based off of the quality of how good the story was but how cool the pictures were. So I think they just rubbed a lot of people the wrong way early in their career. But that's why his like –
yeah, and a lot of their books were late. And so like,
yeah. There was something about them that people were like, this is why we don't like those guys. But –
but
nowadays,
Image,
I think he's...
Image changed the fucking industry. Like, there was no... like, comic creators were not treated well before Image. Like,
no.
They were... like, these guys were like, we're going to leave Marvel and we're going to make our own company. Everyone was like, all right, so long for your career. Like, you just blew it. And then they made a company almost as big. It's like, it's insane what they did, actually. Like, we forget that now because Image has been around for so long, but...
yeah.
That was a huge deal for them to leave Marvel or DC.
What's your favorite classic Image book? I like the newer stuff because it's very different.
Mine, my favorite stuff is from the second wave of them, not the original run, but the Pit and Max from Dale Keown.
Max is great.
They're so good.
I love both of those too.
The art on both of those books are so good. Pit is
so
really
good.
Yeah, Max
that was,
is insane.
That was Dale Keown, right?
Dale Keown was Pit.
Who was
Max?
Sam Keith.
Oh, Sam Keith. Sorry, yes, Sam Keith.
And those two books were just like,
Sam,
I remember being a kid being like, what
Sam,
are these?
Sam Keith does one of my favorite illustrations of Wolverine too.
He does the great, he does all those like grungy characters he does so well.
He
like,
did, what was that, Marvel Presents? He
yeah.
did a whole run of Wolverine in that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, because Wolverine's so stocky
yeah.
and super.
But he looked
and,
like, yeah, very like
yeah.
feral.
He does a great Hulk too. Sam Keith
yes.
is the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Sam
yeah.
Keith.
I don't like his Batman.
No? Yeah, well, his Batman's very, like, everything he does is very exaggerated.
Yeah.
And Batman's supposed to be, like, a normal guy, so it's kind of, like, I know what you're saying, but
like
I still
like for cover work, like, his Batman is cool for certain covers, but
yeah.
when reading, like, the ears being so big and him being kind of, like, grangly.
Yeah.
It's very stylized.
It's very stylized. Like, it'd be cool for, I feel, a mini series or like a 12-issue maxi series of like this
yeah.
iteration of Batman.
But it's not like there's other artists that have done Batman similar, like in the Nightfall stuff, like that guy Kelly Jones, he would draw Batman like that with the very super long ears, the crazy like capes, the crazy exaggerated muscles.
Yeah.
Simon Bisley does that too, like a lot. Like when he
I like
really,
his stuff too.
Yeah, he's very similar, I think.
His low
but yeah, I get why you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it in, like, the main title.
It's so cool. I love
mm-hmm.
it. I love that Wolverine. It's so great.
Mm. What if Geoff Johns was writing it, though?
I still wouldn't like it. Not the art. I'd like the maybe the story.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not – Geoff Johns did the Batman Earth 1. It was different, but it's not my favorite version of Batman, that's for sure.
What was your favorite Image title? Were you in the Image back then?
I wasn't buying comics at that. Like, I liked
really?
Comics a lot. And if I had any money to buy comics, well, this is mid-90s, 96, 97.
No, this is like – the Image was like 92, 92 93.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like the – because that was the Speculator era.
Right.
And then 96, 97 started to like fall off because everyone was like, oh, these comics aren't worth anything.
Right.
Because they all thought they were going to be worth
the
money.
Bubble
yeah,
burst.
Yeah, everybody grabbed
yeah.
the number one.
So when did the second wave occur?
The second wave was like – like the original Image creators were McFarlane, Jim Lee, Liefeld,
Larson.
Will Sportacio,
mm-hmm.
Eric Larson.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Valentino.
Valentino. And then there's another guy. Who else?
Silvestri.
Silvestri, yeah. Those are the original guys. And then they put out their books. And then like – I think like even like Will Sportacio's book, his first one was late by like years. And they were like –
I don't
works
get
or whatever.
That.
But
oh, what works? That's right.
Yeah,
I have all those.
Will Sportacio was a great artist, but like
yes.
his book never came out. And then there was like the second wave where it was like Dale Keown, Sam Keith,
right.
and like there was a few other books, but those are the ones I remember the most because they came out with a preview book and it was called Darker Image, and it had like the young
yes.
stuff. And that was the first appearance. Like,
yeah, and you had the guy with the skull.
So what year would this
Chapel?
Be?
Chapel. Yeah,
that would have been like 92 or 93.
The second wave.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It was, like, just after. Because guys like Keown and Sam Keith, like, they're the type of the guys that were – they were scared to leave Marvel and do that, right? Because Keown was huge on the Hulk. And then they saw what they did with Image, and they were like, oh, wait, I can do my own book, make all the money myself. And it's, like, it's been proven that you can succeed, right? 92,
93, I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So if I had any – change from my parents by comic, it would have been Death of Superman, Return of Superman.
Yeah.
That's what or Nightfall. Something
I was
like
buying
that.
Those too, like the same time. But
yeah.
I also remember being like that's right when I got into comics. So I didn't understand Image at the time. Like I didn't understand that it was such a big deal.
Yeah,
but I just remember being like, these are cool, and they're not the characters I heard of growing up.
It was different. Dad made a big splash, and then Valiant made a big splash around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was so different than the mainstream Scream stuff.
I wish I had been a reader than the way I am now, seeing those things come out so I can have actually like a proper.
I was really big into it back then.
The thing
memory.
Was most of the stories weren't very good.
The Valiant stuff was though.
Yeah, some of it was good.
The Valiant, the thing was with Valiant when, from what I heard from Bob Layton, is that they were actually trying to create collectability.
Mm-hmm.
So they would do a lot of like limited things on purpose.
to make their comics hollow foil.
To make it, you know, so their stuff was very expensive, like collector wise early, but then
they had coupons and their
they did all these little marketing strategies, but. Yeah. Those books are still good. Like they're putting them out in omnibus form because the storytelling, they had good writers. Like Joe Quesada was doing art for them back then. Steve Englehart was part of one of the writers. Layton, Jim Shooter. Like that was their team. So they weren't as flashy looking as far as the art stylization, but the storytelling was better.
I actually found the Image stuff. I didn't find the stories that great, but the character designs were amazing for me. Like, I liked remember the Darkness? Darkness, yeah, it was a cool design. I still like Spawn. Yeah, I always liked Spawn. The Max was amazing.
Max was cool because Max was its own thing, whereas all the other things, like Spawn kind of looked like the stuff that McFarlane would work on. It looked like Batman crossed with Spider-Man.
But I was into that at the time because,
Pitt was like, I love Pitt, but Pitt was like the Hulk with claws. Great. Like, it was like Hulk and
Pitt was great.
You know, like, it's pretty much, you know, and like everyone did their own like thing, but it was kind of just like a ripoff of what they'd already kind of worked on and stuff. Like, but then like the Max was its own thing. I didn't understand it at all because
I didn't understand it either.
I thought it was like, I was a superhero book, right? But it wasn't. It was like this fucking homeless guy that goes into this like crazy Australian outback fantasy world. Like, it's fucking wild.
Max creature had some kind of female companion, like young girl kind of. It's weird. It's really weird.
I remember having this book. Remember Hero magazine? It was the wizard. So my older cousin, he bought like off the rack this booklet. Was called like the Who's Who in Comics. And it had a section of like the popular Marvel guys, and then it went into the new characters, and within the new it was all Max and Pitt and Spawn and Savage Dragon was included, the Mask was in it, so it was cool to see all of these like other characters that weren't Marvel and DC who were like going to be the future of comics, and it had all of their power sets, their little histories, their little key moments. I love that little magazine. I carry it in my back pocket all the time. That was my only memory though of those characters, because as an 8 year old, I wasn't savvy enough to go in and be like, I want that new thing. I'd be like, give me the most popular, safest thing to buy that's going to be good. Right, in my head, it was Death of Superman or Batman, something like that at the time. Safe picks. Oh. But you guys were more savvy than me.
No, for me it was all about the cover. Death
of Superman.
No, but you still were like, this is cool. This is different. This isn't.
You know, I mean, it's all being savvy. It's just about like
into there by covers and stuff, man. It was just cool art to me.
I remember I was into like my uncle gave me comic books when I was like in like grade 3 or something. So I had some Flash and stuff like that. And then I remember like my older cousin was into books and he was like, you like comic books, right? Like Green Lantern and shit. And I was like, yeah, of course. And I didn't know what that was. So I like went to the convenience store and bought a bunch of Green Lantern books. So I was like super into it. And then my cousin showed me a comic book store. I thought you just get comic books at this like convenience store. And then we went to this one. It's still there in Scarborough. It was like a whole comic book store. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Doesn't it trip you out? Like, it blows your mind as a kid.
I didn't know it was a thing. It was like, it was like fucking like a candy store. I was like, wow. And then I just was like, I just wanted everything. I didn't really care what it was. I was just like, this looks cool.
What's the biggest your collection ever was? Because I don't think you have a huge collection for a guy who makes comics.
The most I ever had was maybe like 10 long boxes.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. For a while there. Because like, when I got back into comics in the end of high school, I went big and I was spending like all my money on comic books for a few years. And I had like, I think I had like maybe 10, 12 long boxes or something like that.
It adds up quickly.
Even now, I try not to buy like single issues, but I have so much stuff still.
And what did you do with them?
I don't remember what I did with all of them, but I remember like, last time I moved, I was like, I have too much books. I have to get rid of some of these. So I went through all my collection and just kept the ones that like I really liked for like mostly nostalgic purposes. And I sold the rest of them to Paradise Comics, I remember. And like he didn't give me, I think, nearly what I thought they were worth, but this day and age, no one's books are going to be what you think they're worth, right? Like, every comic store.
Especially a reseller.
Yeah, exactly. Every store's got a guy coming in going, like, I found a bunch of old comics I want to get rid of, thinking they're going to get them, like, $5,000 for it, right?
Well, you're never going to get that out of a comic shop. Like, that's just
no, but I just, I wanted to make some room. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's different.
Like, he gave me, like, $90 or something for, like, a few long boxes, and I was like, yeah, whatever. Good.
You weren't attached to them, so. What did you keep? Like, what's the stuff that you...
Mostly just nostalgic stuff, like the stuff I was really into as a kid. Like, I have all my single issues of, like, Pit and Hulk and Green Lanterns, Guy Gardner stuff, like, just stuff that I still flip through them and I, like, makes me feel like a kid again. Like, that's the type of stuff. Not anything that I think is going to be worth any money.
Which Green Lantern did you like? Like, what was it, the Kyle Rayner era?
Right before that, like, the run, Kyle Rayner came on and, like, that Green Lantern series that around like the 50s issue, that's when Hal Jordan went crazy. And like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that whole series from issue one up until like how they killed off Hal Jordan. I was like really into it. And Guy Gardner. I love Guy Gardner.
Guy Gardner is the greatest.
Guy Gardner, but like the one where he had Sinestro's ring and he had like the worst outfit. He had like a,
oh, with
like
the
a big leather jacket,
jacket,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
An orange like mushroom haircut.
Yes.
And then
he rode a
tight,
motorcycle.
Yeah. No, he didn't ride a motorcycle.
That one?
No, he had a yellow ring. He just like,
oh, yeah,
floated around.
He had a,
but he had like tight jeans
later.
And
later.
Yeah,
he had
cowboy boots.
Yeah.
It was like the worst costume of all time.
And in the middle it had the G.
Yeah, yeah. It was awful.
It's the best hair.
Yeah. It's literally the worst costume of all time, but I was
super
liked
him in the Justice League though.
Yeah,
he's such a jerk, and he always picked on Batman.
But he was still
greatest.
A Green Lantern then.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when Batman knocked him out. One
yeah,
punch.
Was, yeah,
yeah.
He took off his ring. That's the best. I still love that.
That was great, though.
Yeah.
But that scene wasn't as good, but it was only good because of the Guy Gardner character. It was so great.
Yeah, I was super into Guy Gardner. And then they turned him into Guy Gardner Warrior.
Yeah,
that's
was
so
it was
yeah,
the
yeah.
worst. Yeah,
that
he
was awful.
He became like an alien, and his hands turned into guns and stuff. And you're like, this sucks, man.
But that was like
he looks like the Ultimate Warrior. Like it was like so weird looking. And I was like, yo, give me the mushroom haircut, man.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember that. But that was the thing. Like the '90s had to revamp, break every character, and revamp them into something more edgy.
Yeah,
that
because
was,
Death of Superman was so big, they had to like.
Yeah, it's just old.
Okay, we have a new Batman. Now we have a new Green Lantern. That's why people didn't like Kyle Rayner for a long time, because everyone was like, no, no, we like Hal Jordan. We don't want him killed off. But they were like, nah, man, everyone's getting a new one, so he's gone, and here's your new Green Lantern. And everyone's like,
I don't like Kyle Rayner.
Well, but I think people have grown to love him finally.
He became like Wally West, where
yeah.
once he was established and then they took him away, they're like, but now we like the guy.
Yeah.
Don't bring us back that old guy.
But I think Wally West, because he was in like the Titans and stuff, like, or the, yeah, it was the Titans, right?
He's more of a legacy character.
Yeah, and he was already been established. Kyle Rayner was like, this is
boom.
The guy.
I knew
he's
more about Wally West than I did.
Barry
Allen.
They were
Barry
way
Allen,
more accepting of Wally West. But they did that with everything. I remember even, like, Daredevil. They didn't kill off Matt Murdock, but, like, they changed his costume.
Yeah.
He had that, like, purple. Ed?
It was, like, a black and gray.
Yeah.
Or it was, like, armory.
Yeah,
on the chest. It was, like, a chest plate.
It was actually kind of a cool costume, but you were just like, this isn't really necessary.
They did it to everyone. They did it to Hawkman. They did it to...
Hawkman's got the worst...
Right,
like, they
Green Arrow.
Redid Hawkman a million times.
Even Wonder Woman, they did it. They took away her power. Mike Diodato run.
Oh, did they?
Switched it with another character for a bit. I forgot the name.
Did
of
you
it.
Know that Wonder Woman has a sister named Nubia?
Yeah, I did.
Read us your Uber facts.
I can't find it right now. But
why is
yeah.
it called Uber facts?
She was
you're quick,
and she was made from
black clay.
Yep.
Black clay.
Sorry, got distracted.
Message came across your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You sticking around? You going
are you potting with us or what?
I am. I just have to go pee pee.
Not potting. Going to the potty.
Oh, yeah, okay. She was made from black clay, which is why she's black.
Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that?
You said it to me earlier.
You're welcome.
Okay. I've never heard of that character, so that could just be made up.
Apparently nobody has.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it may be made up.
Is it true? Can
we
Google it?
I'm going to Google it now.
There
Martin's
go.
Got the Google machine going.
Boom. Chat while I'm doing it.
I think we should talk about Jaws.
Sure.
We're going to go to see Jaws.
You know, I've only seen that movie once.
It's a great
what?
Movie.
Right. I watch it like every year.
It's always on TV. It's like one of those movies where it's on TV. You're just like, yeah, I'll watch this.
I missed it. I missed the boat on it as a kid. Like
it scare the bejesus out of you?
No, because I saw it when I was older after, and it didn't have, you know, sometimes like you know this movie is the reason why there's blockbuster films. Like this is the reason why.
Showed up in Wonder Woman number 204.
Who drew her? Like, who was the, how, was it old continuity, like pre-crisis, or was it like a John Byrne run or something like that? Yeah, I missed the boat on Jaws.
It's just, no, 73.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 73.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Jaws, I just remember seeing all the time, like on TV, and it scared the shit out of me. I'm still scared of it.
It's so great.
Do you think, cool. Mario's just showing us the Wonder Woman's twin sister that happens to be black. Do you think for somebody like me who didn't grow up on Jaws the way you guys did, is it like trying to introduce somebody to Star Wars, A New Hope? Like if they didn't get it, they didn't get it? Like is it too late?
I think they both hold up.
Jaws holds up so well still. It scares living shit. Every time I watch it, I'm like, oh my God.
Like regardless of the styles and the fashions, it's still a story that resonates today. It's the same story.
So they're having an event that they're going to show Jaws on a big screen outside of a lake near Hamilton, Binbrook, Ontario, wherever that is. And
as Daphne would say, what's a Binbrook?
What's a Binbrook? It's like, I looked it up. It's somewhere near Hamilton. And we're going to go watch it. We're all in. Are we doing this for real? I really want to go.
What's the date? August 10th?
Saturday, August 10th.
I'd give it a shot.
I think so, yeah.
I guess it's weather dependent, but yes. 'Cause it's been such a cold summer. But if it's warm, we get a floaty, and you sit in the water and watch Jaws. Oh, my God.
It won't be as scary. It's not like you're watching.
No,
it
will scare the shit out of me. Because this is my mentality. Ever since watching Jaws, especially when I'm in the ocean, but even when I'm in a lake where there's no sharks or anything that's going to bite me, I always feel like something's going to bite me.
I'll record Shane being scared.
That'll be hilarious. I want to get a floaty where you're like legs actually dangling in the water.
The water is going to be dark, so you're not going to be able to see.
That's what I'm saying. That's even scarier.
What if you have a shark floaty?
Yeah. Well, Martin thinks someone might go around trying to grab people's legs and stuff.
Oh, for sure. It'll be Martin.
Oh, my God.
It's all his scuba gear.
No, I'm always, every time I'm in the ocean, I'm in a lake, I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I feel like something's going to, like if some shark attacked me and killed me, I would be like, of course. That's what I would say all that. I'd be like, I knew it. I knew this was coming.
This is the way it was going to go.
This is why you shouldn't go in the ocean. So we're going to do it.
So good.
I'm super excited. I really want
to
just
have it.
Yeah, it sounds like
a
play.
I just thought you guys are
going to. It's a great concept. Like,
first time I heard about it, I wanted to do it right away. Like, I heard that this was happening.
Yeah.
That would be great.
One of my favorite things is just watching old movies on in theaters in Toronto. Like,
I watch movies.
Old movies.
Movies
I've already seen.
I've never done that before.
I love it.
I'd like to. Like, people always send me, like, they tag me on Back to the Future, going to a theater, or Superman, going back, and they're like, you should go. Never done that before.
Well, they have like in Toronto, there's the Review Theater and then the Royal, and they both show classic movies. And then the Ontario Cinesphere, they've been showing like movies now lately.
I just don't want to go there.
Why?
Because it's downtown, and I gotta go there.
Is it just me, or is it a pain in the ass to get to the X and like
Ontario?
Like,
that's
it's
the only
just,
reason why I want to go.
It's just one of those places where
Bloor Cinema and all those areas. The Royal is
yeah, I would do that, but for some reason the exhibition just seems like that much further.
Yeah. Do the drink and watch a movie or something like that.
Where is that?
The Cinesphere? It's the Royal.
Most of the old theaters that you can be here there. I remember we went and watched Christmas Vacation right before Christmas, you can drink beers and shit. It was great. And we got a bunch of people from work on Groundhog Day, and we went to watch Groundhog Day, and they'd never seen it before. It was the best. Also, like, if you eat an edible and get a little bit high, you know, just watch like a movie like that, you laugh. I can't be high during Jaws, though. I'll be fucked.
Oh.
I'll be so paranoid the whole time.
It'll be my second time watching it.
No, we're seeing if I ate an edible before. Like, get a little high.
For you, that'd be hilarious.
There's no chance. Like, I'm already so scared.
Maybe it'll calm you down.
No chance. No.
Your paranoia will increase?
There's only one way to find out.
No. I can't believe how scared you are of it.
Of Jaws?
Like,
he's already looking scared. He's
nervous. Yeah, like, right now, you look a little tense.
It's so scary.
A little panicked about it.
Because sharks, man.
But you don't travel to any ocean, and you're never in a body of water that will have a shark in it.
I know, but I still think about
it.
Go for it.
Eat
them both.
Go.
Yeah, that's why I don't like being in the ocean. I've been in the ocean, and I don't like it.
I'd just love to see you go in and have that moment of panic to run out.
We even have, no, I'll stay in there, but then I'm like, oh, a shark's going to bite me. Like, the whole time. Like, we went to, Myrtle Beach. It's South Carolina, and the coast there, it's not clear, the water. It's, gray and murky. So you're in the water, and you can't see. Like, at least, I've been to the Bahamas, and you can see. Like, if a shark was coming, you could see it because it's clear water. Fucking Myrtle Beach is you can't see. So I'm just waiting for any second for just my leg. Oh, there goes a piece of my leg.
You'd probably scream and laugh all at the same time.
No, I wouldn't laugh. I wouldn't laugh at all. I would freak the hell out. I watch I go down rabbit holes on YouTube and watch shark attack videos. There's so many. Their teeth are so sharp.
No, the mouth is.
It's a mouthful of razor blade. You just die. I just die.
You just get munched.
Yeah.
Great whites, man.
I watched this great white came up to the boat, and the guy tried to tap it on the nose.
Dumb.
And the tooth just touched his finger, and there's so much blood. Like, it just
really?
Nicked, it's so sharp.
Are you more scared of a
Well, even the skin is rough on sharks.
Yeah, I'm more scared of the teeth.
Well, the teeth will, teeth will do things.
It's like they base what a saw, right?
Yeah.
Like a carpenter saw off of shark teeth. Are you more scared of a shark attack or a bear attack?
Shark, but that doesn't make sense because I'm closer to bears mostly than I am to sharks. I barely go to the ocean, but I go camping a lot and I love being outdoors. So the odds of that, but I'm not really afraid of any because
now he's all like, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of bears.
No,
I just punch a bear in the face.
To be honest,
bear will
mess
you up, man.
A bear for sure would, but most of the time, where I go, it's Ontario. It's going to be black bears, which aren't – it's not like a grizzly or a Kodiak or some shit. Don't get me wrong. They'll fuck you up. But they're more scared of they're more scared of us than we are of them.
Think so?
I don't know.
Not if it's hungry. Not if it's hungry.
No, but where we go, cottage country and stuff, they don't –
I don't think that they're scared of you.
Yeah, I have a huge campfire. We're drunk and we're loud and we're making noise all night. They're not coming near us.
They're like barbecue.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It doesn't make sense. I should be more scared of bears than sharks, but sharks. Sharks sharks are so scary.
Is there anything
you're in the water, too. That's the thing with sharks.
Yeah.
You might think
but even,
that you could.
But the thing is,
bear.
Even when I'm in a cottage in Ontario in a lake, which doesn't have anything that's going to eat me, I still think
there's
something's
no going to There's no way you're out swimming a shark.
No, I'm not even going in the water with the shark, man. What are you talking about?
What animal are you scared of? Martin, if
Me?
Any, yeah,
he's not scared. He's a tough guy.
Is there any that
know.
You
I
have like
would
a?
Kill me? I don't know. But not. I don't think I'm naturally scared. Mm-hmm. I don't have phobia about anything. I don't think. Not really.
I'm uncomfortable around raccoons and skunks.
Really? I told you about Riley with the raccoon, right?
Yeah. You told me about raccoon and the skunk.
My dog got skunked and almost killed a raccoon.
Yeah, I got a. It's not that you can't do something to them, but it's just that the trouble that they could cause you.
Yeah.
Like a skunk, it's like, one, it's
well,
a pain in the ass.
Rats are like that as well for me.
Rats?
Because I would hate to get
all
disease and stuff.
Exactly. And the raccoon, the whole concept of thumbs, I just don't trust it. It could open the door.
I was telling you about. Remember? We were at the cottage, and I always say, because I'm scared of dangling my feet in the water because of sharks. But then I was doing it at the cottage, and I was like, no, it'll be fine. And then a half hour later, this giant snapping turtle was he was 30 pounds. And I was like, oh, my God, he could have bit my toes off.
The notion that you don't need to be scared of sharks.
No, snapping turtles.
There you go.
But I like turtles. I like turtles. Remember that kid?
No.
The I Like Turtles kid? You ever seen that?
Yes,
She's interviewing.
Yeah, the video?
Yeah, she's
I
like
Turtles.
It's they're at a county fair or some shit. And there's this little kid, he's painted a zombie. And she's like, I'm here with blah, blah, blah. He's painted as a zombie. And she's like, what do you think about your nice face painting job? And he goes, I like turtles.
This is my viral. I like turtles, kid.
And then and then she's like, all right, thanks. And she moved on. But I like turtles.
I think I remember that. I think I remember that.
Oh, so good.
I like turtles too.
So what else is shaking? You guys reading anything good? Martin, you said you were reading lots of stuff on Comixology.
Some stuff, yeah. I just discovered Comixology.
I really did. I know it's weird. But
I'm late to the party on that too. Do you do any digital stuff?
I was never into digital stuff, but I started. So before that, I started reading books digitally, and I like that way better than actually holding books now. But comics, I was always against it. I always wanted to hold the real thing in my hand. I don't know. And then I started using Comixology, and it's super cheap to get huge collections of comics, and it's so convenient. So that's mostly where I read comics now.
Do you feel like there's I've done it too, and I've gotten used to it, but at first I felt a disconnect because I'm so used to turning the page and feeling something tactile.
Not for me.
How about you, Shane?
I don't have an iPad or like a tablet. That's what
you
I feel
do
like
it on your phone.
I don't want to read a comic on my phone.
I won't read it on my phone.
I'm going to get an iPad or something similar, so I feel like I'll get into it then, but like I don't like reading it on my phone, or like I've had like comics on my computer and I'm like, I don't like reading it like this. But I feel like if I had an iPad, I'm on the toilet or something like that, or in the bath, like, yeah, I'll read some comics through that. I think that's a good
idea.
It's
convenient at night, like when you're in bed or whatever, you want to read something. Like, generally, I don't have like all the comics next to me. I'd have to get up and do that, but I have my iPad there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just grab it and just read whatever. But I've been reading Junji Ito. TCAF, thank you. TCAF. He was one of the guests of honor, so I wanted to see what he was all about. People were going crazy for him, and he's a big horror writer, illustrator out of Japan. And so I picked up his version of Frankenstein. It's awesome. Took me a little while to get used to the manga style of reading backwards, though, because I'm so used to doing it
right
the other way, or not the right way, but our North American way. But yeah, I highly recommend it. And I didn't expect the actual Frankenstein story ends about halfway through the book. And then there's like 6 or 7 or 8 different short stories on top of it in the book. So, and they're all great. They're really great. So if you're into horror stuff, you should check it out.
What's the collections that you've been getting off of Comixology? Because that one that you mentioned, you bought from TCAF, right?
I picked up the new Hulk run.
What'd you think
of it? I haven't read it yet. Picked it up because everybody's talking about it right now. So I picked up the first series of it. So I'm going to be reading that soon. I've been picking up all the Conan stuff that's come out. Some of it's pretty good. Some of it's okay.
Which series did you like better? I heard some people say they like the Ron Garney Savage Sword better than the main title.
I actually like the main title better, only because to me, Savage Sword, my Savage Sword is magazine style, black and white Savage Sword. So that kind of threw me off. Like, they shouldn't call it Savage Sword of Conan if it's not a throwback to that original comic.
Do you like him being in the Marvel Universe? Like, now he's an Avenger or Savage Avenger.
That's so stupid.
I have no issues with it. Like, honestly, whatever. I mean, I get why people hate it, but I read the Savage Avengers, and it's not the greatest story, but I had fun with it.
I hate all that shit.
What
Swamp Thing should not be in Justice League. Constantine should not be in the fucking. Like, those books, like, they're good because they were their own thing. Like,
they're better when they're on their own.
Conan shouldn't be part of the Marvel
Universe. Swamp Thing was in the DC Universe. It wasn't a Vertigo book.
Like, he wasn't on the fucking Avengers or like the Justice League. Like,
no, but he did have interactions with.
But it was always kind of its own. Like, Constantine was always like Hellblazer was a different thing. Now he's like part of like Justice League sometimes. Like,
I'm a part of a lot of those like Conan Facebook pages and stuff. People just hate it. Just hate it because they want to be purist, like Robert E. Howard stuff. But a lot of the stuff, even in the comics, were not Robert E. Howard stories. They're all.
Do you like Conan the Librarian?
Yeah, best.
I was just thinking when you mentioned Savage Sword, like DC's trying to do this black label thing.
Deceased and whatever.
The Bat Dick, is that the book?
The Damned, and Frank Miller's doing the Superman Year One with Romita. Actually, the Romita's art and it looks really nice. But I was the format of it. It's like an album size comic. It's not your typical trim.
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of it looks different. So I was thinking to myself, why didn't Marvel answer?
They should have done a Savage Sword
like that to answer what DC is doing with their black label, and I think people would have bought into it for the nostalgia factor.
I have no issues with them doing that, I don't, the stories aren't that bad. It's just that why are they going to call it Savage Sword?
Yeah.
Why not just call it something else of Conan, right? Just, or Conan, whatever.
Because it's got a very specific...
But if they're playing into the people that used to read Savage Sword,
right,
then they might as well make it like... the original Savage Sword.
Yeah.
So that was the only issue I really had with that, but although I don't, at the other side, I don't mind them being in the Marvel Universe either, so I don't know. So I'm kind of funny that way, I guess. I like that original style, but I don't mind if they play, if he's in another play box, I don't really care.
Like, well, nowadays too, like,
if it's amusing.
They're reprinting everything too, right? Like, they're going to reprint all of the stuff that people love. You can still enjoy it.
Right? I'm not going to read it.
I've read most of that. That's some of the stuff I've been getting on Comixology too. Some of the old Conan comics, because again, big magazines, like
the practicality.
The practicality of just being able to read it on a tablet is great. And going back to some of these old magazines and stuff is great.
Yeah, for sure.
But Comixology, it's going places.
Have you heard of this, guys?
Amazon company. I've done a Hickman Avengers binge and a Jason Aaron.
Oh, Hickman Avengers are great.
It's trippy. It's like the longest version of Crisis on Multiple or Infinite Earths, it feels like.
Is it the one with the Superior Spider-Man?
He's in
Namor.
There's the new Avenger, and it crosses over between new Avenger and
great.
Avenger. It's pretty good. Did you ever read any of that stuff?
It's actually great, yeah.
Good artists on it, but it's just so... high concept sometimes that you feel like, I don't know what the heck's going on. Maybe I'm just stupid. I don't understand all this stuff. Like, they're trying so many different things.
It is.
It's
very high
concept.
But the whole Wakanda.
The Wakanda, that's the best part.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's in the new Avengers side. And a lot of people say they prefer that part of the run because it's more, not terrestrial, that's not the word, but there's more of like a, You get the character development and the stakes between those two that they're on a team, but they're also ready. They're going to kill each other when it's all said and done. That tension build up is really, really good.
And I love Superior Spider-Man in that.
Yeah,
he's just great. They didn't know he was actually Superior. Yeah, because he was just like, why is Peter Parker being such a dick?
Yeah.
I actually read a bit of the Superior Spider-Man when it was coming out. I liked it, actually.
It's really good.
Such a dumb idea that
it
pulled off really well.
It is. Yeah, once you get to the end of it, you're like, this actually works.
Yeah. What happened at the end? Did Doc Ock die?
I didn't read all that.
He doesn't die. No, he doesn't die.
I just love the idea of him being like a way more efficient Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
And it makes you think like, why didn't he make a mint off of all of these things he's inventing for a stupid suit? Whereas this guy comes in for 10 minutes and he's patented all of this stuff and creates an empire. Yeah, it was cool. I like Dan Slott's stuff on Spider-Man, but his Superior stuff really made a mark. You want to read the rest of it? I have it if you want it. You got to stumble on it yourself, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It reminds me when, I can't remember what run it was, when the White Queen took over Iceman for a while. Actually took over his body for a while. Became a way better Iceman than Iceman ever was. And it basically, it was kind of cool to see the... And then he was like all depressed because he's like, I had these powers my whole life and I couldn't use them half as good as she did for a day.
What about you, Shane? Are you reading anything?
No, I'm watching Dirty Dancing on YouTube.
Oh, brother. How did that happen?
How are you watching Critters and you're watching that garbage?
But not Dirty Dancing, like nobody could put baby in a corner, Dirty Dancing.
Well, that, but they did a sequel or whatever.
Yeah, let's be clear. It's a sequel.
No. So they did didn't they do some Dirty Dancing sequel called like Havana Nights? I didn't watch that.
I've seen that.
But no, they did, I think it was like ABC or someone, they did like a made-for-TV remake of Dirty Dancing in 2017. I just discovered it somehow.
Hear about this.
I know. And it's so bad and it's so awful and I watched it all and I couldn't stop watching it. It was like we were talking about with like Street Fighter, the movie, where it's like everything's so...
That was amazing, though.
Every decision is wrong and I just can't look away. I was like, they couldn't fuck this up so bad. But they made this like... You gotta watch it.
I'm not. See, you try to sell us on the worst stuff to say
because
you
it's gotta so watch bad. It. Like, I can't believe they make these decisions. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta see it and be like, look what they fucking did. Because, like, just for one, like, they cast this girl. Did you guys ever see that movie, Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the little it's a great movie. The little girl who's in it, her name's Abigail Breslin.
Yeah.
She's the girl that plays Baby.
Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, and there's nothing wrong with her. It's just very miscast. Like, and like the thing is, she's a bit of a bigger girl, especially compared to like the original girl, Jennifer Grey, is that her name? But like, I'm fine with that if she could dance. But this girl can't fucking dance. And the whole movie, she never gets better. Like, they do montages. they do montages, and she doesn't get better. Like, and
is the dancing really the big problem?
Everything is wrong in this movie. One, it's like kind of a musical where sometimes they just have songs playing, and then sometimes they're singing the songs like a musical.
You got to market this podcast as a review of Dirty Dancing 2017 remake.
You got to see it. Just go on YouTube and just watch some clips of it. Because it's, like, even the guy they cast as the Patrick Swayze guy, like, he's not really – he's in good shape, but he's not really, like, very handsome. Like, he's just kind of, like – he's got, like, big nostrils. And you're like, who's this fucking guy? And then you watch him and you're like, he's not even that good of a dancer. And then you look at everyone else. You're like, no one in this movie is a very good dancer. Like, all the backup people that dance, like, you're like, they're not very good.
I would watch Dancing with the Stars if you were the judge. Like, oh, you're not a very good dancer. Like, I don't even know what you're doing.
So the only good fucking dancer in this movie is the girl from the Pussycat Dolls, like the lead singer, Nicole Schlesinger or whatever it is.
Schwarzenegger.
So she's like, she plays the girl that can't dance, you know, because she's like Swayze's like partner.
Oh,
and then she can't dance.
Yeah.
So the Nicole girl plays her, and they have this like girl who's just like kind of heavier next to her, and she looks like a superhero. Like, she's like so like perfectly fit and thin, and she's such a good dancer. And they're doing these montages, and you're like, this is awful. Like, she doesn't – you got to watch, like, these montages. They don't get better at all. Like, she –
this was made for TV.
It was made for TV.
I don't understand why they would want to remake that.
I don't know, but it's awful, and you should see it.
Was the first Dirty Dancing that good?
Yeah, actually, it is. Like, I love it.
Then do we like it because of the nostalgia of it?
No, it's so good.
I do.
The nostalgia.
Yeah,
because like, I like that movie, but when I watch it now, I'm like, it's kind of dumb.
You're so wild.
No, it's so good, though. Like, that end dance scene, like, Swayze's like, and they, like, they're such good actors, and that's one of the things, like, like, bad writing and acting is always, like, usually it's, like, overwritten stuff. So, like, there's that end scene where they dance, right? And, like, Swayze's just, like, standing at the side of the stage, and she's all quiet, and then he just, like, they're playing the song, and he walks over to her and he does that little like, come here, and they don't even say anything, and it's all like body language, and you're like, this is great. And then you watch this remake, and the guy's like, he goes up next to her on the stage, and he's like, I had the time of my life this summer, would you have one last dance with me? And she's like, of course. And then they start dancing, and they're not good. It's not a good dance. Like, they do this, like, there's one move where he like
kind of do the move, the lift move.
Yeah, and it's not good.
Oh, okay.
Like, what would you score it?
The lift? I don't know, like zero. Like, it's bad.
Like a zero.
Zero-ish.
There's one part where he, like, dips her a little, and, like, he can't, because, like, again, like, she's a little bit bigger than the other girl, which you're like, fine,
whatever. So they played on the fact that she's a little bigger.
No, I think they were like, you know, it's 2017. We can have a bigger baby. You know, she doesn't have to be like a slim little girl. And you're like, that's cool. But this girl can't fucking dance. Like, she can't dance at all. And like, so there's one point where he like does this little move, and it's not impressive at all. And then the mom's watching, and she's like, I didn't know she could do that. And you're like, do what? She didn't fucking do anything. She sucks. Like,
I can't believe how incredulous you are.
I was watching this thing. I'm mad at it. I'm just like sitting at home, and I was like, why is this even a thing? And then so they finally do that like the lift thing at the end, where he like she runs and he lifts her up, and like again she's a little bit bigger, so he's like hold her, and you know when like Swayze like. He's holding her up, and then he lets her down. It's all like he like sexily lets her down. They're like dancing. This guy's arms look like they're gonna break, and then he just like drops her down, like
backbreaker.
Like, he doesn't like hurt her, but he just like you can see he's like not enjoying like lifting. And he just like the second he can let her down, he's just like, all right, come right down. Like, and then you know there's the part where he goes to like the dad comes over, the guy from like Law and Order, whatever the fuck it is,
yeah.
And he's like, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong, you know, and they like, he apologizes to Swayze.
So this
part, the dad comes over and he's like, blah, blah, blah. They do the thing, and the guy's like, thank you very much, sir. And they, like, shake hands. And then the dad starts singing. The dad's like, I had the time. And you're like, what the fuck is this? It's, and the mom is the girl from Will and Grace. What's her name? Deborah Messing, you know, the actor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
the mom. And then she's singing and dancing, too. And you're like, what the fuck kind of garbage is this?
I think what made the first Dirty Dancing good is the chemistry between Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze.
Exactly.
They had chemistry.
Yeah.
That
and from what I've read, apparently they didn't even really like each other.
No.
Which you could never tell. Like they, were,
tell.
They do it so well, man. I don't know. I really like... It's kind of lame, but I love that end dance scene of Dirty Dancing. And then when I watched this remake, I was like, this is fucking garbage.
But the end dance scene in Dirty, like, we all watch it for that moment in the original.
The whole thing is good, though, not just the, like...
I don't know. Yeah, but I think there's... If that movie were to come out today...
Yeah.
Or if... Let's reverse that. If back then we had Rotten Tomatoes...
Yeah.
I don't think that would get a
fuck
huge
Rotten
score.
Tomatoes. Why do you care what Rotten Tomatoes says?
I'm using the aggregate rating. I'm not saying Rotten Tomatoes is the authority. I'm saying if we had like a rating system the way we have it now, I don't think Dirty Dancing would have been in the 90s. We put it, give it a 90% out of the nostalgia of it.
I don't know. I think it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. I'm not saying I don't like it. But at the end there, when he puts on a record from the 1980s when they're living in the 1960s, it seems pretty ridiculous.
Why? Who cares about that?
Because every other song that they played in that movie is of the time until he goes there with this record from 1987.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
And everybody automatically is able to flash mob
okay.
and know how to dance along with them.
That's your problem, but you won't watch this other one and get mad? If you're going to be mad about that, you should be mad at this whole thing.
If the first one it makes me go like, huh?
That's kind of weird. Who cares about that? It's a good song. It's a good scene. Get over that. What are you talking about? They're not like, he's not like, oh, here's a song from the future. Like, he's not a fucking good song. Like, what are you talking about?
I would appreciate that.
I time traveled to the future. I got in my DeLorean. No, man, it's good. You should watch the remake, though. It's so bad. It's so bad, it's amazing.
I'm not going to watch it.
Can you just watch, if I send it to you, can you just watch the end dance scene? Just to see how awful it is. It sucks.
Will you watch Critters?
Yeah,
if you watch that?
Critters in.
Nah, I don't care that much. I've already promised you I'll never watch Critters.
I like okay. that you...
They're made for it to be broken, man.
No way. Then I'd be lying to myself. Which I do about everything else.
There.
No, man.
Great soundtrack.
That's no, this is more Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. I have the original too somewhere.
Don't you like Jennifer Grey though as the girl in the thing? She's so cute.
You think so?
She's like the perfect little like girl next door. Because she's not like classic pretty, but she's really
no.
cute.
Yeah,
Abigail Breslin, sorry, like I think she's a great actress, but she's fucking awful in Dirty Dancing remake.
Yeah, I wouldn't cast her as baby.
You gotta see it. She can't dance. The whole movie, no one can fucking dance very good. They lead up to this whole fucking scene of them.
They probably made the movie in like 2 months.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
for
just,
sure.
Like, we need something to fill this time slot.
They probably wrote it in a
make
day.
This is already made.
It's really weird.
The script is already completed.
I have the original too, the original record.
But like Swayze was actually a good dancer. Like he was a dancer before he was an actor. He's like a really good dancer.
Was he?
Yeah. He learned he learned how to fight because he was a dancer and like guys wanted to always fight him. So he like that's how he learned to fight to protect himself from being a dancer.
Was in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Who's the better dancer, Patrick Swayze or John Travolta?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen like what's it Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah.
What you ever seen Saturday Night Fever?
Nah. Huh.
Will we watch that together? Would you give that a chance?
Why should we watch that? What's good about
it? I've seen
it.
Great soundtrack.
It is good.
Classic.
Nah, I'd rather just watch the remake of
Dirty
Dancing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's really bad. You guys should see it. Some of my favorite
really bad. You should see it.
Some of my favorite movies are movies that are so bad that they're beautiful. Like Street Fighter, the movie. Like everything.
Critters.
You watch it and you're like, every decision they made is the wrong decision.
See, your logic is like, I feel like I'm arguing with my wife now because you're saying it's so bad, I love it. But
yeah.
These guys are telling you to watch a horrible movie that you would probably end up loving.
I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in Dirty Dancing remake.
You just need to stumble upon it yourself. I think if you fell into a YouTube hole and found Critters.
I also don't like horror. I don't want to watch horror movies. They scare me.
This one.
Except for Jaws.
It's over the top.
No way. We're going to go watch Jaws. That's scary enough.
Watching Jaws in the water.
In the water.
Is scary.
There's also, I read this thing online. Apparently, there's a, you can go watch Friday the 13th and this like camp and it's like a sleepover.
Yes.
It's like after you watch Friday the 13th, you go to,
that's
too much for me.
That's a mind trip.
I wouldn't do that.
Yes. No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm still scared about Jaws in the water.
Is that the traumatic childhood movie for you?
Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
That
no,
and
Jaws.
And Jaws, yeah.
How about you, Martin? Is there one that like sticks with you that still gives you the creeps?
Traumatic movies?
Like you'll watch it, but it's like, oh, this part just doesn't. Shining.
Well, I wouldn't even watch. I want to watch that because I hear how good it is, but
the,
I want.
The Kubrick Shining.
You know what freaked me out as a kid? I forgot what the TV show was called. It was a television show, and Vincent Price was on it, but it was like a kid's show.
Oh, House of Frightenstein?
Yeah, that freaked me out as a kid.
I love House of Frightenstein.
Yeah.
I would always watch it.
Yeah.
But I would watch it with like my eyes like bugging out, like totally scared. The Wolfman.
I never found
it
scary at all. I found it so funny.
You should watch The Shining.
I hated The Wolfman. They do that thing where he was like in that like disco like tie-dyed screen.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like for 5 minutes long. You're like, what the fuck is
yeah,
this?
The show would trip me out. I didn't get it.
I like the witch. She would just like throw shit into her cauldron. Like she would just like throw all kinds of like.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I love
creepy.
That. No, so the first Friday, you've seen the first Friday the 13th.
Seen all of them.
But the first one, there's no Jason, right? Like, Jason is the kid that died.
Right.
It's the mom
yeah.
killing the
Jason,
counselors.
But it's as a kid.
Have you seen Eric, the first Friday the 13th?
No.
So I watched it when I was a kid, and like,
The mother's
getting revenge and killing all the counselors. And then there's this.
Spoiler.
Yeah, at the very end, the girl, like, does she get away in like a canoe or something like that? And she passes out from exhaustion.
She has a dream.
And then she has a dream about the, like, dead, drowned body of Jason jumps out of the water and
yes.
grabs her. Every time
amazing scene.
Every time I'm in a boat, I'm looking and I feel like that's going to happen.
That's,
like,
that's an amazing scene.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
watch that and you've seen Carrie?
No,
the original Carrie?
Yeah, that's scary.
The final scene in Carrie is kind of like that and it'll make you jump.
No,
like,
I don't want it. I can't watch scary movies. I'm such a pussy. Man, what a good movie. I'm looking at the soundtrack now.
Of Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
I love the old LPs back in the day. Where they show you like all pictures from the film.
Amazing.
It was so
I love
good.
Records, man.
Yeah, for the packaging of
the
records.
Ones that would open up and everything.
Yeah, so good. So good. Anything else, Shane?
I think Grease is a good one, too. If you look at the album.
Grease is one of those movies like Dirty Dancing where like I never wanted to watch it, but if there was any women in your life, like it was always kind of on, you know, like to. And then I was just like, yeah, I think I like Dirty Dancing.
Mm.
You should watch the remake, Daph.
Did you know that Olivia Newton, whatever her name is, yeah, she's putting
John.
Her sleazy end of the movie outfit up for auction.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the black.
Is that an Uber fact?
No, that's just the news. Heard it this morning.
Dude, yeah, did you see that on the ticker on the subway?
So we could buy it and make a remake.
Yeah.
And show them how to make a good remake, Shane.
No, you shouldn't
proper
remake
dancing.
Stuff like that. Something shouldn't be remade.
Shouldn't ever make The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Never.
Nah.
What do they say? It's like lightning in a bottle. Like, you can't capture it. You know what I'm saying? You can't redo that. You can't. You'll never have that Jennifer Grey Patrick. But at least if you're going
to
remake Dirty Dancing, cast people who can dance.
No.
Do you want coffee?
Yeah.
With Bailey's in it?
Sure.
Do you want coffee with Bailey's in
I'm
it?
I'm good, thanks.
So just the Shane?
Okay, then don't make coffee.
Just the Shane.
I can.
I don't want if I'm just alone having it. Will you watch the
like
Dirty Dancing remake?
Today.
Never.
But you gotta see how bad it is. Will you watch the dance scene?
You
the
watch
dancing?
Critters?
No.
It's so bad.
Is this like Dirty Dancing Havana Night?
No.
That's terrible.
Even worse than
I watched
that?
That.
I never watched that. This is like 2017. They tried to remake it, and it's so bad.
Nope.
I
refuse
love it.
To leave.
I love it.
I love how awful it is.
That's the weirdest compliment. I love how awful you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, Critters.
Critters is good. This is no way
it's good. It's excellent.
Here we go. Daph J, what's up with you? Everyone's been giving us a lowdown on what we've been watching, reading, new things going on, new developments. You're joining the party now.
I'm ready to go to bed.
Nothing that you've been watching that you could recommend on Netflix when you Netflix and chill?
I know what that means now. Good Girls? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give it a chance.
There's no chance I will.
What? Anyway, Good Girls. When They See Us.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean? Why do you say it like that?
It's heavy.
It's amazing.
It's an ugly truth.
You don't want to unwind to that, though. After work.
I understand the recommendation. I think it's a must watch. It's just one of those things when you, as soon as someone says it, you just get angry.
Well, yeah. That's the point, though.
Yeah.
It's all supposed to bring awareness.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And bring to light
certain things. People should watch it, just not me.
You know what was actually pretty good? Dead to Me.
You should give it a chance.
Did you like Christina Applegate back in the day?
Yeah.
She stars in it. It's actually really good.
I think you'd like that one.
You'd like that
one. Why are you so insistent on getting me to watch stuff you like?
I think it's a very Shane Heron alley.
Yeah. No, you know what is up the Shane Heron alley?
Dirty Dancing remake.
That makes me angry. But I love it.
Shane is a man of mystery.
You should watch Superman Returns. You'll love that.
I watched Superman Returns.
Did you like it?
No. I really wanted to. That's the Bryan Singer one you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
No, because nothing happened in the fucking movie. Superman's just stalking Lois Lane for like the most of the movie. You're like, what's going on here?
Was it so bad that
Superman
you liked
3?
It?
No, see, that's just bad. Superman 3 is great.
Come on.
Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
Yes. With it's the evil
one
Superman.
It's the one that killed the franchise.
It's when Clark Kent fights Superman
in
the dummy.
He's in the bar. He's taking those peanuts and like
flicking them.
Yeah. And he like straightens out the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
So good.
Now I feel like watching it.
Superman 3 is great. When he fights evil Superman in the junkyard, that's the best.
That's
evil Superman as in Bizarro?
No, he splits.
He just splits his own person. Bizarro would have made sense,
They
should have.
Lex Luthor gives him this like
fake
kryptonite that like fucks him up, and he gets all.
There's a bunch of kryptonite.
It doesn't kill him, but it splits him into.
Yeah, it turns him bad.
I love the way you tell comic book nerd stuff that you know about comics, like we've never heard of it. You know, there's multiple kryptonites.
I didn't know that. There's apparently a pink kryptonite.
Yeah, there's all kinds. They do different things.
Gold, rainbow,
well, okay,
red.
We only knew the prime colors. Okay, take it easy.
I don't know what they all do.
And then I found like there's like different spectrums of colors that do different things.
Yeah,
but did you know that there's a Dirty Dancing remake?
Oh my god.
Let it go.
You guys should watch it.
No one is watching that.
You should watch it just how awful it is.
Is there a movie that you started watching, Daf J, that you just... You should have stopped, but you didn't.
Always. I'm a completist. I have to finish it.
What's one that you just...
That means you have to watch It Part 2.
Yeah, definitely.
That was a hard one to get through.
Is It Part 2 coming up?
Mm-hmm.
You have to see the whole movie.
Did you watch Aladdin, Martin?
I didn't.
Do you want to? How do you feel about the live-action remakes?
I do want to. I heard it wasn't that good, though.
I feel like they're making too many too fast.
I'm dying to see Lion King.
Yeah.
That looks amazing.
Yeah, that looks good. Daphne won't be watching it with me, unfortunately, because she's already cried during the trailer.
Yeah.
I sobbed.
I just don't understand why they don't come up with new fucking ideas.
I gotta say.
Everyone just keeps remaking shit. Like, come up with some new stuff.
I'm happy they got James Earl Jones from Mufasa.
Are they gonna make new stuff? You're not gonna watch it anyway.
People will see it. I might watch it if it's new stuff. I watch new stuff.
Right?
A nice Wes Anderson movie. No, a nice Tarantino movie.
But I agree with you. I think everyone's
a nice
just
Coen Brothers
stuff.
Movie. Did you guys watch Ballad of Buster Scruggs on Netflix?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
It's
I do want to see that one.
See, I watch stuff.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the new Coen Brothers movie. It's six short films, and they're so good. You guys should watch it so we can talk about it, because I want to talk about it.
Anyway, Jeremy Irons should be Scar.
I don't know why they didn't do that. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Who is Scar?
I don't know. Some other actor.
Why wouldn't they get Jeremy Irons? What's he doing? He's not doing it.
Oh, I know who it is.
For Scar?
I'm not telling
you. He forgot.
Mm-hmm. James Earl Jones is still in Mufasa.
Which is fine.
No.
James Earl Jones is dead, isn't he?
No.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
He's
still subdued.
You know,
man.
He's Darth Vader.
Did he die?
I know that, but I thought he was
dead.
He's
still Sadoom.
No, he's still alive.
Really? James Earl Jones is still alive?
Yes.
Did you know he's Darth Vader?
No, please, enlighten me.
Uber fact?
I thought James Earl, I don't know why I thought James Earl Jones was dead for so long. I thought he died like 20 years ago.
And Childish Gambino is young Simba.
Is he young Simba or older Simba?
Older Simba?
Maybe.
Maybe older. That makes sense.
Can I Google?
So that'd be cool.
Sure.
See, I'm okay with all that. I think Scar should be
I think Beyonce is Simba's mom.
Yeah, she's Nala, I think.
Is it Nala his wife?
I don't know.
Or his girlfriend?
It looks pretty great.
All right. I don't know.
James Jones is
88
years old. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was dead. So is he, do they have him as Mufasa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are Mufasa's boy.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, all right. Well,
that's the biggest one, I think. They had to have
it. Never mind that.
Is there anything else big coming out? I know Toy Story is coming out next week.
Toy Story 4.
Anything else to look forward to in the next 6 months? All the superhero movies are done.
I was right. Beyonce's Nala.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
There's Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Star Wars not until December.
Is Seth Rogen Canadian?
6 months.
Yeah,
I keep hearing his voice on the subway system. It's annoying.
Yes.
Oh, do they actually have that?
Yeah, they did that. Yeah,
he's been doing that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, for your Toronto Raptor.
I love Seth Rogen.
He also is playing Pumbaa.
That's perfect.
That's right, yeah.
And John Oliver is doing Zazu.
That's good, too.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it'll work.
Who's Rafiki?
I'll tell you right now. It is John Kanai?
So what's the next Marvel movie, then?
Spider-Man.
I thought they're done with Marvel movies.
Two weeks.
I thought they ended Marvel movies.
That's my tickets already, too, and I forgot.
Did you guys watch the Dark Phoenix movie?
No.
It looks stupid.
No.
I want to, just to watch it, but...
I'll see it.
It doesn't seem like a point right now.
You guys don't even sound like you're excited about it, so why are you going to give this franchise any money?
Because
we're completely...
Any hopes that they're going to, like... That, yeah, we're
but
on the right
it's
track.
Dead anyway, regardless if we see it or not, because Marvel has got the rights to it now.
Would you change your stance on watching Marvel movies if they bring like X-Men to Marvel Studios? Nothing.
I don't watch X-Men movies either.
The guy didn't even like Logan, which is awful.
Especially with we watched it with that guy.
No, but
Logan
he didn't say
fan
it at
number
the time.
One.
I asked him later.
I was like, I wanted to like it, but I didn't like it.
I feel like watching that now.
It's a Western.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They're trying too hard. Like there's all those like references to like Unforgiven and like John.
It's Unforgiven, but
I know. But like even like what's the guy's name? The farmer that he's with. His name's like Will Munson, the farmer. And you're like, okay, so he's named after the guy from Unforgiven. Like too much, too much. Also, I didn't like it. Also, I just don't like superhero movies.
Yeah.
I don't like special effects. It just looks like you're watching a video game now.
So you're not into the what is it?
Avengers?
No. That technology that they use in everything.
CGI?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah, me either. If it's over the top, I can't handle it.
I think it's in a good place.
I just rewatched, you ever watch Moonrise Kingdom by Wes Anderson? No, that's a fucking good movie. A couple of kids in the woods. Good film.
Stand By Me.
I watched.
Stand By Me's great.
There you go.
What the hell is it? Glass.
What else?
How was that?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Super 8?
No.
That you gotta watch.
Why do I have to watch it?
Because it's kids in the bushes.
Oh, Super 8.
And aliens. It's an adventure.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
What?
It's alright.
There's nothing you can suggest to him that will make him watch. He's gotta find it on his own.
Have to find it by him. Exactly.
I've suggested things to him. He's like, oh yeah, it sounds good. I'm never gonna read it. I'm like, but you just said it sounds good. Yeah, I'm not gonna read it because you told me about it.
I'm just saying that it sounds
on
good.
On Wikipedia.
Oh, you know what I've been into? Do you guys ever watch Nate Bargatze, the stand-up comic? His Netflix special.
No.
You should watch him. He's so funny. He's like my new favorite comic.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Never
Nate Bargatze. But you guys like watching stuff. Nate Bargatze's so good. He's my new favorite thing.
I was gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's good. You should watch it. Tennessee Kid. That's a special.
I have listened to his comic book suggestions, and so far I've been pretty happy with them. So
yeah, because I like good stuff.
Like what?
Not your Planetary. TV selections. Yeah, your comic selections are pretty good.
What TV selections that I've told you that aren't good?
Dirty Dancing 2017.
You haven't seen it.
You've just badmouthed it the whole time saying how great it is.
But that's why you should see it, because it's so awful.
No.
You'll be like, see it, you're like, why did
you
they
just
do want to
that? Talk about how awful it is with someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we wrap it up?
You know what's a good movie too?
tell me.
No one ever. Do you guys like? Ever watch Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
Yes.
So in 2016, Richard Linklater did a sort of like spiritual sequel to it called Everybody Wants Some. Did you guys see this?
No.
It's like 80s Dazed and Confused, and it's like he's a freshman in college, and it's just kind of like Dazed and Confused. It's like not a day in the life. It's like 3 days leading up to like school starting. I just rewatched it. It's so good.
Okay.
It's really good.
Animal Kingdom?
Okay.
No.
Oh, it's pretty good.
What's Animal Kingdom?
Do you like Point Break?
Yeah,
it's Point Break.
I want to just watch Point Break.
because it's a whole series of good Point Break.
Oh.
With Alan Barkin.
No, there's no way that's good.
It's good.
All right. Well.
Do animals get hurt?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just called Animal Kingdom, but it's about a bunch of surfers that do heists.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's actually really cool. Very good.
Gotcha.
Well, this is really fizzling out.
Well, it is getting late in the evening, and it's a school night.
She watches Everybody Wants
Some.
Well, thank you guys for coming. Shane, we didn't talk about it in the beginning, but you made a wonderful dinner for everybody.
Oh.
And
oh, yeah,
we really appreciate that. I have to mention how good it was.
Talk about your dish.
No.
Okay.
Your vegan
dish. It was
dish.
Delicious.
Every time I'm on the New York show, I have to talk about my vegan agenda.
Hey, man. It was
vegan. He's trying to convert us.
I made vegan Indian food.
It was good. It was great.
It was very good.
We all wanted seconds, and I made everybody think that it was not possible.
There was so much left over.
It.
I just kept it for myself.
It's all gone, guys.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you guys for coming over and hanging out in our new Cave of Solitude. We had a bit of a hiatus because it's been a busy year for me and the Daft J. So now we're settled back in, and maybe the podcast will be back on schedule. So you can leave us a review on iTunes, follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Shane, where can they follow you?
Instagram.
What's your tag?
Shane Heron.
And on Facebook, same thing?
Yeah, I don't follow me on Facebook.
I hear Facebook is for, like, old people. Is that true?
Yes. Old people like you who don't know what Netflix and chill is.
I don't have a Facebook account. So look at this. Isn't this adorable?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
How not? Why not?
Why are they training the dog to do that?
Why? Well, why not?
I don't know. I don't like when they train
it's
the
not, dog. It's not, Mar- like, no,
Martin, do you
want
to...
between training and domestic...
Martin, what's your at Fastball Special? Instagram
fastball
at Fastball
special.
Twitter at Fastball Special. Facebook at Fastball
Old
Special.
Facebook.
Old People Facebook at
and
Fastball
if you want
Special.
Contact?
Fastball Special at AOL.
Gmail.
Fastball Special at gmail.com.
There you go.
At outlook.com. At outlook.ca.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Captivity.